The powerful Wisconsin volleyball team starts its season on the road tonight at Louisville against the Cardinals. The match starts at 8:30 p.m. The Badgers are ranked third in the preseason AVCA poll, and the Cardinals come in at number six. They put up a 27-5 record last season, losing to Pitt in the Elite Eight. Wisconsin has won 8 of 9 matches all time against Louisville. Coach Kelly Sheffield's squad will face 9 teams ranked in the top 25 during the upcoming regular season. Packers coach Matt LaFleur hinted that changes could be coming, and they have. General manager Brian Gutekunst has decided his team needs an upgrade at the quarterback position, and that has led to a trade with the Tennessee Titans. Green Bay sends a 7th-round draft pick to Tennessee for quarterback Malik Willis. That likely means the end for backup quarterback Sean Clifford. Rookie Michael Pratt could remain on the practice squad when final cuts are announced this afternoon by the NFL deadline. It was a problem as the Badgers struggled to a 7-6 record last season. Head coach Luke Fickell tells reporters his team prepared for games very well, but didn't make in-game adjustments. They weren't effective when making changes on the fly. Wisconsin doesn't know much at all about its opponent in Friday's season opener. Fickell says UW know as little as it has ever known about an upcoming opponent as the game against the Western Michigan Broncos gets the season going at Camp Randall Stadium. Former NBA superstar Kevin Garnett gets a lot of attention on social media for saying he thinks Milwaukee's Giannis Antetokounmpo is only the 4th best player in the Eastern Conference. Garnett mentions Jason Tatum and Joel Embiid as players who are better than the 2-time MVP, Defensive Player of the Year, and winner of multiple awards. Antetokounmpo averaged 30 points and 11.5 rebounds a game last season. Garnett could be referencing the games the Bucks star has missed over the past few seasons, but Embiid has missed plenty of court time as well. Garnett never named the 2 other players he puts ahead of Antetokounmpo. The Brewers host the Giants to open a 3-game series. The San Francisco Giants are currently 66-66 and are 4th in the NL West. Meanwhile, the Brewers are 75-55 and are 1st place in the NL Central. First pitch will be at 7:10. The pitching matchups for tonight for the Giants. Logan Webb will be taking the mound. He is currently 11-8 with a 3.13 ERA, 1.19 whip, and 146 strikeouts. Against the Brewers is Tobias Myers, who is currently 6-5 with a 2.87 ERA with a 1.14 whip and 90 strikeouts. Milwaukee has gone 38-24 in home games and 75-55 overall. The Brewers have a 30-8 record in games when they did not allow a home run. San Francisco has gone 28-38 on the road and 66-66 overall. The Giants have gone 35-18 in games when they did not allow a home run. The teams will meet tonight for the first time this season. William Contreras leads the Brewers with a 283 batting average and has 34 doubles, 2 triples, 17 home runs, 56 walks, and 74 RBIs. Jackson Churio is 11-39 with a home run and 6 RBIs over the past 10 games. Meanwhile for the Giants, Michael Conforto has 23 doubles, 3 triples, 14 home runs, and 53 RBIs for the Giants. Meanwhile, Heliot Ramos is 11-37 with 3 doubles and 3 home runs over the last 10 games. The Brewers are 7-3 in their last 10 games with a 230 batting average, 3.27 ERA, and outscoring opponents by 12 runs. Meanwhile, the Giants are 5-5 in their last 10 games with a 242 batting average and a 3.74 ERA while being outscored by 5 runs. In national news, 3 people familiar with the deal says All-Pro wide receiver CeeDee Lamb has ended his holdout with the Dallas Cowboys by agreeing to a $136 million 4-year contract. Lamb is going into his last year of his rookie contract after being drafted 17th overall in 2020. He is a close second to Minnesota receiver Justin Jefferson as the highest paid non-quarterback in NFL history. Lamb led the NFL in receptions last season with 135 and was second in yards receiving with 1,749 and third in touchdowns receptions with 12. Red Sox catcher Danny Jansen became the first player in Major League Baseball history to appear in the same game for both teams when he took the field for Boston in the resumption of a rain-delayed game he starred for Toronto back in June. Jansen was in the Blue Jays lineup at catcher and batting in the second inning on June 26th when the game was suspended. He was traded to the Red Sox last month, and on Monday, he took his position behind the plate as a pinch hitter. Dalton Varsho completed an at-bat that Jansen started. For WRCO Sports, I'm Michael Hernan.